Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 57 degrees under overcast skies. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from Braveheart Volunteers and one individual from Search. Erin Mathis is the clinical care manager at Braveheart, and Zachary Desmond is the program manager. And then Pam Steffes is here, eye clinic manager at Search. They're all here to talk about the interaction of the senses, specifically eyesight, with dementia and an upcoming workshop about that topic. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you.
Well, this is a six-part series of workshops that Braveheart is offering around the impact of sensory changes and dementia. Coming up is one about eyesight. Can we have an overview of this project in general? Why a series of workshops on the senses?
Yeah, the workshop actually came from an idea developed by Tipa Snow, who is a wonderful researcher and nurse who works down in North Carolina. She's done incredible research on dementia, and especially how to interact with people living with dementia to improve their quality of life. So her work with the senses is kind of what inspired this project. It's a six-part series, as you mentioned, and we're exploring how the five senses are impacted by dementia, both on the educational side, looking at how can we better interact with people living with dementia to improve their quality of life, but also there are things that might be unexpected about how the senses are affected, how people's perception changes. Because this isn't normal aging. Of course, senses change as we age, but dementia is different.
And you know, I'd never considered changes in sensory changes when thinking about people living with dementia. So this sounds really, really fascinating. Who would this workshop be appropriate for?
Really, this is for anyone in the community, not just our care recipients and caregivers that we work with closely. This affects everyone. At some point in all of our lives, we're going to be impacted by dementia. Again, what Zach said around dementia not being normal aging, we're still going to experience changes as we age related to our senses. So we welcome and encourage everyone in the community to come and participate, and hopefully walk away feeling empowered and inspired with some tools that they can utilize and implement with loved ones if they are a caregiver.
So coming up is a workshop on eyesight. When is that being held?
That's on Wednesday from noon to 1. And this is a care luncheon, so lunch will be provided.
At the Pioneer Home Manager's house.
Exactly.
Well, Pam, do you work with dementia patients in the Search Eye Clinic?
I do. As an optometrist, we certainly see patients of all ages and ranges, but dementia patients are certainly part of our scope of practice.
Can you talk about some of the changes that can occur?
In addition to just regular normal aging changes, patients with dementia have visual field changes. They don't perceive their world the same. They have difficulty with contrast, so light objects on a light table can be hard to see. Depth perception, all those things we think about taking in our world and navigating in it, can really be impacted. And for everybody, it's a little different. So as an optometrist, we have the opportunity to not only evaluate them and help them, but assess what they want to do in life and help that make that possible for them. So
do folks regularly come down to see you? Is this on the usual checklist of caregivers for those living with dementia?
It is. I think one of the challenges my staff have when contacting caregivers of dementia patients is oftentimes the caregivers think, you know, maybe their loved one, an eye exam wouldn't be helpful because they're not well aware of their world and it's another appointment. And so we take that opportunity to educate the caregivers that you really want the best possible vision so that they can, you know, navigate their difficult world. So although it seems like it may not make a difference, it really is so impactful for us to be able to help somebody do that one task that they really want to do, is really empowering to that patient. So it is on the regular checklist. I think it becomes a challenge for caregivers maybe to appreciate. I mean, they want the best for their loved one, but don't always appreciate the full value of vision and visual perception.
Now, once you've assessed patients, do you actually work with them and their care providers to help improve their vision or help them with that one task that they really want to do?
We do. We also help them identify resources for things sort of outside of what we do, whether that's special labels that they might use in the home that help increase contrast, or, you know, writing or reading, special lighting, all of those things that become important. So outside of just the glasses component, there's a lot that we work with as far as contrast, just to help navigate their world a little bit better.
Now, can we talk a little bit more about how having this information about how eyesight can change can help us enact concrete changes in how we interact with folks who are living with dementia or, as you mentioned, Pam, sort of structure their world?
Yeah, one thing when Pam was talking that I thought of is so the contrast element. So when you're eating and the utensils that you use and the plate that you use being a really bold color and distinguishing it from the tablecloth or the table underneath so that folks really can manage their meal more effectively and enjoy that time with their family. And then there's also the way that you approach someone who has diminished visual field, and so peripheral vision that's really, really, you know, limited. You wouldn't want to come from behind. That could be very startling, especially with someone who has, you know, memory difficulties. They won't remember that you're there, and so you will really upset them, potentially. And also just knowing that they're not able maybe to see their clothing, and if they have a stain here from eating, they wouldn't be aware of that. And just being sensitive to that sort of thing. And, if you wanted to go in and adjust, you know, the shirt there, the tie, and knowing that that would be really intrusive because the person's not going to see you until you're right there, and then you're just there, and it's startling. And so just knowing how to approach someone, you know, in a really thoughtful way.
This seems to be a quality of life issue for those living with dementia, as well as those who interact with those living with dementia, because I'm making an assumption here that it can sometimes get frustrating for folks who don't understand these visual changes, and they just see their loved one getting frustrated and getting upset, and they don't understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
That's actually what we're most excited about with the series, is it's an opportunity to really look at dementia differently. I think a common misconception that happens, not for lack of care from the people that are giving care to individuals with dementia, but their loved ones, it's not that the memory is dying. It's that the brain is dying. Mm-hmm. It's like someone has liver failure or heart failure or kidney failure. This is, in a sense, brain failure. And so it's more than a lack of orientation or not being able to remember where exactly you are, where you came from. There's a lot more going on. And so looking at it through the senses is an interesting way to engage because everybody has sense perception. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you can kind of, you can attach onto that a little bit easier as somebody who maybe doesn't understand what's happening in the brain.
Right. It puts it into perspective for the caregiver. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and you can't fix the brain, but perhaps you can rearrange the table at mealtimes or change how you approach a person.
Yeah.
Pam, will you be speaking at this? How is this workshop going to be arranged? What can folks expect when they walk through the doors?
They did invite me to participate in this sense component, and I have an optometry student working with me for the past 2 months, and so together we'll go and have a roundtable discussion with those that are present, talking about what we look at clinically, but how they could also help those that they either care for or just know, or friends or family, as well as it's sort of timely, I think, because this weekend a lot of research came out about optometry and our ability to potentially detect Alzheimer's symptoms earlier.
I read that.
So I thought that was pretty timely. So we'll have a little blurb about that, just giving people an opportunity to learn some of the newest research as well as what can help them just in their daily interactions. So,
well, last month, as I understand it, it was a workshop on the sense of smell.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is coming up in the next 4 weeks? That would 4 months. That or four next sessions.
Yep. Yeah, so we're looking at, we did smell with Sharon Sullivan last month, and it was great, talking about different aromas. And then, so this month is vision with Pam. We have taste will come up probably near, probably in September. But between, the other two will be, what are the other senses?
Hearing.
Hearing.
Great, yes. And touch.
Yes.
And so we'll do a session on each of those, and then we'll end the series with a session on mindfulness. If you're wondering why there were six parts to a series about the five senses, that's the last one. And that's important, too. We'll talk more about that in the future. But it's a nice way to tie it all together. You mentioned, Melissa, the frustration that might accompany caregiving. Somebody with dementia, which happens on both sides, and along with all the tools that we're hoping to teach throughout the series, mindfulness is a big one that kind of ties them all together.
Absolutely.
Well, how well attended was the workshop on the sense of smell? How did it go?
It was good. It was we had I think 8 people there, and it was wonderful. This is kind of a different approach for us in our care luncheon, so it was exciting to have people there that were familiar with how other luncheons have gone and what we usually do. And this one was a lot more interactive. We had opportunities for, I mentioned it was aroma or smell.
So you got to smell a lot of things.
Lots of really amazing things.
Right. And it was a lot of fun. And I think that's, again, actually engaging the sense is a great way to learn and a great way for us to remember what it is we take away from the luncheon and what we can actually apply in our own lives.
Well, again, can we have the specifics? When, where, what time?
Yes. So we'll hopefully see everybody at the Pioneer Home Manager's House. It's on Wednesday, July.
July 16th?
Yes.
16th.
Yes, and that's from 12 to 1, and we'll be having lunch, serving lunch. So come hungry.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Erin Mathis, Clinical Care Manager at Braveheart Volunteers, Zachary Desmond, Program Manager at Braveheart, Pam Steffes, Eye Clinic Manager at Search. Braveheart is holding a workshop this Wednesday at noon at the Pioneer Home Manager's House on how vision is impacted by dementia.